Grand Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump announcing more tariffs today.
President Trump announced a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union. Mr. Trump accused Mexico of not doing enough to stop cartels in a letter to the nation's president. In a notice to the European Commission, Trump said the trade relationship with the EU zone was far from balanced, blasting trade deficits. The news follows dozens of letters the president sent to over 20 nations this week, warning of increased tariffs by August 1st. Willie James Inman, CBS News, Bridgewater, New Jersey.
The search for the missing continues in Texas after last week's flash floods. 122 people are confirmed dead. At least 170 are still missing. CBS's Karen Hua is in Kerrville.
Amid the devastation, there are also stories of hope and heroism.
There was one little girl, I don't remember her name, but she was asking me if she could bring her stuffed animal, if there was space in the helicopter, and the obvious answer was yes.
U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin saved 165 people, working with his crew to airlift girls out of Camp Mystic. This happened to be the first mission of his career.
Heavy rain is possible today for some parts of the country. Meteorologist Scott Klebauer is with the Weather Prediction Center.
We are anticipating some severe weather and heavy rainfall, especially across the south central portion of the U.S., mainly Oklahoma and Texas. But it does look like that there will be several flash flood reports that will likely materialize between at least those two states.
A troubling finding in a report about the deadly Air India plane crash last month that killed 260 people. The black box showed the engine fuel switches were turned off. Pilot Marco Shan.
It isn't simple as the light switches at home. You have to physically sort of not pull the pin, but if you have to pull the toggle out, then it can move to a different position. So you do have to do it on purpose.
It is still unclear why the switches were flipped or who is to blame. Off to Wimbledon now, where the women's final has just gotten underway between Iga Swiatek and Amanda Anisimova. Tomorrow, the men take the court as we hear from CBS's Dana Jacobson.
Carlos Alcaraz will try to claim his third straight Wimbledon title. He beat American Taylor Fritz in the semifinals. Alcaraz will face Jannik Sinner, who beat Novak Djokovic in three sets. Just last month, Alcaraz defeated Sinner in the French Open final with a thrilling fifth set comeback.
And that Grand Slam tomorrow is scheduled to start at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82. Sunny and 85 on Monday.
It's 73 at our studios.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate y'all joining us. Thank you so much for the time. We're going to have some fun this morning in this hour, getting into a little bit of entertainment news. Got some other fun topics for you a little bit later. But it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. It is time for our Pet of the Week with the Southland County Humane Society. We have Denise with us. We want to send a big shout-out to Milltown Coffee sponsoring this segment. A big thank you to them. And actually, Denise, if you don't mind, I'd like to start there because you just came from there.
I did, yeah. I wanted everyone to
understand how wonderful their coffee is, so I stopped by there on my way and brought it in for you all.
Very nice. Thank you.
I really appreciate that, Denise. It's above and beyond. That's very sweet. Oh, and nice. I've been dying to try it, so thank you for that.
It's good coffee. They do very good work over there. So enjoy.
Big shout out to them, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support our nonprofits and our community and our station here. And I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Denise, how are things going over at the shop?
Really, really good. It's crazy. Height of kitten season. We're taking in dogs and cats, and we have puppies. We got two new puppies we have six pity puppies. Two were unspoken for. I was going to bring them today, but they are having their spay neuters this morning. So
That definitely comes first.
Yeah, right.
And Seth and I would have no idea how to handle that. No idea. It's much better. It's a very smart
move
by your
partner. No thanks. I'll avoid that.
No, I'd let them go. I'd be the worst. I'd be the worst at that. There's no way I could ever do that. When it comes to things over there, as far as things have settled down for the animals now, the construction and the fourth is over, sir. And everything.
Yep, it's much better. Things are calming down. The animals are getting out. They're not afraid anymore. It's wonderful.
Nice.
You know, given where you guys are located, and for those who don't know, 3621 64th Street North, kind of on the outway of town, mm-hmm. A little bit and everything. I love the location, love the building and such. But in given that location, do they have a lot of troubles with the 4th? Did they have a lot of fireworks sound or anything?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, the acoustics were such that the dogs weren't too bothered. Some of the ones that are a little more sensitive, they gave them, you know, calming things so they could, you know, sleep through the night. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it wasn't too terrible.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah.
I used to worry about it a lot more with the old location.
I know.
I don't know that this was an intention of it, but I love when added positives happen with things. Right. And here's an added positive of having a building in that particular area.
Absolutely. Right across from the cemetery, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah,
nice and quiet.
Really, yeah. Exactly. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's really interesting. Really good to hear that. And I always like to check in and see if there are things we can help with, things that you guys need a little bit more than others.
Yeah, we're still looking for cat litter. I'm running short on that. We just had a big load of pellets delivered, and that's what we use as litter for the kittens, but the other cats, we have a lot of adult cats. That's actually going to be my animal of the week too. Litter, keep it coming.
Right on. Good to know. And certainly that's one of those things we'd like to always remind people of and that's a need. Anything involving cats or kittens, I would think that is a big one right there. Especially if you're just at the store and you're in the moment trying to grab something. Those are always good things to grab. And again, you can always reach out to the Humane Society and find out more about your in particular needs, of course, if you need to.
Correct.
And we'll tell you how you can do that in a minute. Today, we are getting into our National Day of Calendar and had a couple of things for that. Today is Pina Colada Day, so enjoy that. And it's also National Kitten Day.
Oh, excellent. I didn't know that.
So I did want to mention, and just talking about kittens and cats in general, because I don't know about anybody else, but especially here in Rapids, I have noticed a huge influx in rabbits. There's a lot of rabbits.
Mm-hmm. There are.
They had a busy winter. there's just more than I think I've ever seen before, and a lot of tinier ones. I saw something the other day where I saw a cat and rabbit, and I don't think they were playing, but I also don't think they were trying to hurt each other necessarily, because they both had opportunities and did not take them.
Really? Wow.
So I think they were trying to just figure each other out a little bit.
That could be. Like, what are you? You smell funny.
I don't think we've been working together a little while, Denise. Yeah. I don't know if you know this about me. I for years, my palate cleanser at the end of the day or whatever, I like watching different animal combinations, a bear and a lion that are friends or something. It entertains me. Seeing this in real time, in real life and everything just blew me away. But it also reminded me, Denise is going to be in the other day. We should talk about cats in the summer. We talk a lot about the winter.
Yes.
And how they can go into engines or hide under cars for warmth.
Yes.
In the summer, I don't think we think about it as much, but I know my parents' neighbors have a cat that does that almost every morning. I got to look under my Jeep and make sure.
Yes.
So in the summer, it can be a thing as well. Sometimes even just getting a shade from the heat.
Right. They go a lot of places because they don't sweat. They have to pant and they lose heat through their paws. And if you take them for walks on the hot pavement or the black pavement, it's like 100 onwards of 120 degrees, and it can burn there. So they do seek shade under your vehicle. So always check before you move your vehicle.
And when you are taking your furry friends out, especially when it comes to dogs, considering those things, I can only imagine how silly it might look to the neighbors or to people. But whether it's me or my dad, when it gets to a certain, like we usually in the high 70s or anything above 80, my parents' deck, they got a nice deck, but it gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
So I will pick Sam up and just carry him 5 feet and, you know, drop him on the grass and stuff before, because those paws, he's such a good dog, and he doesn't complain about anything, but you will see him sitting there just licking his paws for almost an hour because they hurt and they're sore.
Yep.
Just doing those little things. It can go so much farther for an animal.
Absolutely, yeah, and it's so nice that you carry him to the grass.
I should mention as well, by the way, everybody, keep an eye out. If Disney or Pixar try to steal the whole cat and rabbit thing, that's mine.
That was yours.
That's mine. That's mine, all right?
They're listening.
We heard it.
You know Disney is always listening to make sure to see if they can sue you, first of all. But then, that's a good idea.
Well, I want my cut. I want my cut. That's all I'm saying. We have made the audience wait long enough. Denise, who is our pet of the week?
We're going to go with a beautiful gray tabby called Post Meow Loan. He came in. I know. We have a kooky office coordinator that comes up with these awesome names.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this cat loves, and like Becca puts it, tummy time. The minute you go to touch him, he goes on his back, and he's like, and he writhes around, and he's the friendliest, most wonderfully calm cat. He's like medium size. They believe he's pretty young, like 2 years old. Gray tabby. He's already been neutered, had all his shots. He's ready to go, but so sweet. I was going to bring him with me today, but didn't work out.
Does look like a very sweet cat.
He is. Loves attention, loves affection, just great.
Beautiful brown eyes. Yeah. Was it Axel that you brought in the other day?
Yeah.
Axel was a little bigger.
Yeah, just a little.
This looks a little medium more but no, yeah. I don't want to say normal size, but, you know, kind of what you
medium,
typically
not
see.
Large, chunky, and not a little kitten. So, yeah, he's normal.
Looks very sweet, too.
He is. Just unbelievably sweet.
And now he's got all of his checks and
balance
and all that.
He does.
Everything.
Yeah, he came to us neutered already as a stray. So he's
nice.
He had his vet appointment, and we gave him updated vaccines. He's ready to go.
With him being a stray, I don't know if know some of the details about him, but certainly there are plenty of I don't want to say the important stuff, but the major things we can definitely check off the box as far as his chip and being neutered and that.
Correct. Yep. He is updated on vaccines and microchipped, ready to go, healthy.
I kind of like him already more than Post Malone, to be honest. I kind of do. Post Me Alone. Be sure to check.
Hilarious if he's like really that'd be helpful. That'd be
fun. Awesome. No face tattoos. I noticed no face
tattoos. None that we can see, anyway.
I like that. We encourage you to find out also about Post and all these other great animals over at the South Oconee Humane Society. Your new best friend is waiting for you over there. We encourage you to reach out to them about the animals and find your perfect new best friend. Also know that you can help out with there, even if you're not able to donate an animal or adopt an animal. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to them anytime at office@swchs.com. That's where you can email them. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can find them on Facebook. Encourage you to do that. Subscribe to their page and share their posts on your page. You don't know who might see it otherwise.
Right.
And be sure to know that you can stop by. The building's up and running. Things are all, the construction's all done and all
Correct.
Of that. 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. You can find all this information at their website, swchs.com. Be sure to bookmark that page and be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week with Denise and our friends at the South Oconee Humane Society. Thanks a lot for hanging out, Denise.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Guys, and I haven't thanked you enough about the coffee. Like, this is a morning show.
It's my pleasure.
It's perfect.
I figured it's a little late, but still.
No.
Good.
Him and I got a couple more hours yet. It's going to come to the end.
Good.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Anytime.
And a big thank you, of course, to Milltown Coffee. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with some entertainment news on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Almost said the wrong show. Almost did.
Fair.
Don't tell the audience. Don't let them know. Never let me hear the end of it. Because I've never done that before.
You've never made a mistake on air, James, ever.
No, no. Perfect. Perfection is what I bring to the table. That's my thing. We've been talking on and off throughout the show about summer activities mm-hmm. and everything. We got to experience some of them already this hour. We love our segment, The Kitchen's Open with Beth, mm-hmm. and getting to talk with Tom Heiser in a monthly Veterans Update.
Right.
And what about road tripping? Road tripping!
Yes,
road trip!
Love road trips, love road trip. No more than in the summer. Mm-hmm. It's the best time, of course. Windows down, music blasting. You know, it's all those things. And then there's family road tripping, too. That can mm-hmm. be as much fun and all that. But an annual study on the best states for a summer road trip just came out.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. Delaware, America's first state, ranked last.
What?
And I feel bad for Delaware. Now, I will admit, no matter what state finished last, I would feel bad for them.
Right.
But I don't know a whole lot about Delaware other than I want to go there now. This made me want to go there. Really, like, I don't know if I've ever felt that, to be honest with everybody. Right. Again, it's nothing against Delaware. Just, yep. you know, out of our 50 states, I haven't thought a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and there's a lot to choose from.
That's very true.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And I read that. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I want to go to Delaware. It sounds like the flights might be cheap.
Yeah, right
there and everything. This isn't super shocking. It's so small that, a lot of people drive across to drive through it to get mm-hmm. to other states.
Right.
There's Crossview City or crossover cities and states and all that they talk about. The study looked at 32 different factors in three categories: costs, safety, and how many attractions or activities there are, like national parks, amusement parks, beaches, lakes, scenic drives, that sort of thing. According to the results, the best state for a summer road trip this year is Minnesota.
First again.
Wow.
First again.
I'm telling you.
It's usually at the top of this list.
Around the good stuff, they tend to be towards the top. It's true.
Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Utah, Louisiana, Florida, Idaho, Texas, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania ranked in the top 10.
Mm. All very nice states to drive through.
No complaints with any of those.
Really.
I was a little surprised to see Utah and Idaho on there, but I've heard, people, they're very beautiful.
The mountains, and there's some really cool natural formations around there. Mm. The Craters of the Moon Park in Idaho is amazing. It's one of the most cool things I've ever seen.
That sounds like it.
It does literally look like Craters of the Moon. It's really wild.
Louisiana is the cheapest road trip state.
Mm.
Idaho is the safest, and California has the most stuff to do.
Well, because it's huge.
Lots of big cities, yeah.
If you're wondering, the least safe states for road trips are New Mexico, South Carolina, and Tennessee.
New Mexico, because it's so barren.
There's not a lot on them. That could be dangerous.
Tennessee mm-hmm. has certainly got two major cities in mm-hmm. the state, and you got a lot of traffic, a lot of that. South Carolina threw me.
I have traveled through South Carolina, driven through South Carolina many, many times, and I can't say through personal experience I've ever had any issues, but so I don't know.
Yeah. I spent a bit of my youth there and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember anything. And the states with the least stuff to do are Vermont, Rhode Island, and Delaware.
Yeah. They're all very small states, too.
Yeah.
That should be noted.
They are small.
Right? Yeah.
But hey, I just looked it up, and Delaware has signature dishes, including blue crabs.
Yes.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
The Bobby sandwich.
Mm.
And popular foods include slippery dumplings. Thrasher's French fries.
Ooh.
and Delaware crab cakes.
Okay.
Plus, it has miles of beautiful, family-friendly beaches along the Atlantic coast. What more could you want?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Delaware, kind of a forgotten state, you know.
I bet you there's some historic things there, too.
Well, Wilmington, the capital, right? Is that right? Is it Wilmington that's the capital? No, it's Dover is the capital,
Dover. I believe.
But Wilmington is the big city in Delaware, and I know that's a very historic city, so I'm sure they got lots of stuff there. Yeah.
I thought you said Worthington for a second. That just threw me.
Well, maybe that's the reason why Minnesota's number one. It's because of Worthington.
Speaking of the top 10, right outside the top 10, at number 11, Wisconsin.
As it should be. I agree.
Of course.
Wisconsin's a nice state to travel through, too. I agree.
I love our state. I think it's beautiful.
I don't care if I'm just going to the town over. I love traveling in the state.
Yes.
I will admit there is a lot of nostalgia involved in it for me.
Yes.
especially if I'm going anywhere south of here, I just enjoy the travel. Up north, it's so beautiful. I mean, even just going to Point, I enjoy the road.
Right.
I enjoy the trip there.
One of my favorite drives of all time is Highway 53. Going from Eau Claire up to Superior, that is an amazing route. I mean, the scenery
is one beautiful stretch on there that it's like just like a tunnel of trees. I love it every time I get to that spot.
I know that stretch you're talking about, and in the fall, that stretch, I could
just because you come at it from the you're at the top of a hill and you look down into it. It's so pretty.
I feel like I could just like, okay, we're taking a road trip, but we're literally it's just for the drive. Like we're going,
we're not
there,
going anywhere.
We'll get out, we'll go to the restroom, and then we're going right back. We're going right back, and you'd have a good trip. You'd have a good trip.
Yeah, absolutely
like it'd be
wonderful.
A fun trip still. That's
and, just, you know, because Delaware is at the bottom of this list, I feel like I need to call a little bit more attention to it. Do you know what their official state dessert is, Seth?
I do not.
Peach pie.
Not bad.
Ooh.
Not
and
bad.
And do you know what the Bobby sandwich is?
That I was curious about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to know.
Well, there's a slippery one, too.
It's a
slippery dumpling.
It's a Thanksgiving-inspired sandwich featuring turkey stuffing and cranberry sauce. I would eat that.
Yes.
Like,
that sounds delicious.
That does sound pretty good.
Now we have a name for it, though.
Yes, the Bobby.
The Bobby sandwich,
It's Bobby with an IE.
Okay.
And the slippery dumplings are a type of flat square dumpling often served with chicken in a stew.
Flat square dumplings. I have never seen those.
Never heard of that. Yeah.
They're not filled, I would guess. Then.
They're just kind of,
They're more like, you know, like how we put dumplings in soup. They just roll it out and make them flat and square as opposed to drop them in.
I knew about the blue crab. I knew Delaware was famous for that because they're right on the ocean. So that that's for me, that's a reason to go. I love crab.
I loved being in California in part because it was all exciting to me. There was always, even in boring cities, it wasn't boring to me or whatever. I enjoyed it so much of that. Do you guys have a state outside of Wisconsin you like traveling in, you like being around in? I imagine, Seth, Minnesota's got to be up there for you, even though you've traveled in it probably more than any other state.
Minnesota's great. The northwestern part of Minnesota is one of those heavily wooded areas that also is a fantastic drive up there. If you want to do that, even up towards the Canadian border, the northern part of Minnesota is very cool as well. That's a very scenic area.
So many
trees. Anywhere around if you're traveling around the Great Lakes, you get some amazing vistas.
Yeah.
The north, like just because I did it last year, the north shore of Lake Superior in Minnesota has the cliffs. And I mean, it is just, it's a remarkably gorgeous area just to sit and look at things.
And it's close to home. But
it is.
A couple that I like that are similar to that but different, the Oregon and Washington coasts out there.
Oh, I can't imagine.
On the west coast of the ocean, those are pretty. And I was surprised at how much I liked Arizona.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I think I could piggyback off of that, Melissa, because I've been in Texas a handful of times, and every time, you know, you're traveling to get to one place to the other and everything, and I would have never thought this, but I liked it, road tripping in Texas.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was such a different environment that I'd ever been in, and I just really liked that part of it. That was fun, and I wouldn't have expected that.
Well, and Texas is so huge. They've got
there's so many different parts.
Because even Arizona, from the north to the south, they're completely different.
Oh, really?
Land I wouldn't have known. Areas. Oh, yeah, because the south is very desert. The north is more green. And
I have only been to the southwest once, and that was when I was like 14 years old to New Mexico. But I do have fond memories of that, because that whole area, you're right, the whole painted desert kind of thing is really cool. That's very cool vistas as well.
We will have our, we'd love to hear from you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Where do you like to road trip? Where do you want to road trip? Is there somewhere you haven't gotten to road trip that you would like to? I would love to check out the East Coast.
Yeah.
I want to see our oldest parts of our country and just check out the East Coast, period. Anywhere. I mean, everywhere from New York to Maine to any, all the above, including Delaware. We'd like to see Delaware.
Throw Delaware in there.
We'll get into more of an entertainment segment tomorrow, but I did want to make a note. Joining us a little bit later today in Rapids Report, we're going to have some of the cast members from the coming up the teen summer production of West Side Story.
All right.
Directed by Susan Becker. It's going to be coming up this week. July 10th is opening day.
It is.
We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about that. You can make plans for that at WRCtheater.org. Get on over there right now. Get your tickets. Get all set and ready to go. Mm-hmm. And support these kids. Support this show. And enjoy one of the great ones that you're going to see. It's a great play.
It's a beautiful show.
It's the school edition of the play, which I actually kind of like in some ways a little bit more. And I feel like it gets actually to the essence of what they wanted in this show when they first came out, when it was first being done and everything. And I think kids get this show better than adults do. In part because
to that.
I mean, it's supposed to be made up of teenagers, you know?
Right.
It's not like any production we've ever seen on the big screen has really ever done that. But that's what this is supposed to be. So I really feel like this is a show that kids get better than adults. And there is no such thing is a bad kids show. It's it's impossible. There is no bad kids theater. You are going to enjoy your show. I can guarantee that.
Okay. And I'm not just saying that because I'm in it.
No. It's not just because
I have three small scenes. That's
I didn't know you were in it. Seth.
Yes, I am. I got someone's got to play the cop, so I'm one of the cops in there. So,
I love that.
But this is definitely much more. The kids are doing a fantastic job. So please come and see it because they're doing great.
Listen for the new Rapids Report a little bit later today, featuring them and the cast of West Side Story and such. And of course, make plans to check out this show July 10th coming up. July 10th, right around the corner.
Man, that's not far away.
No, it's not.
Get to WRCtheater.org and get those tickets, everybody. We'll be back to wrap up the show coming up, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Starting August 1st, President Trump's putting a 30% tariff on goods from Mexico and the EU. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
In a notice to the European Commission, Mr. Trump said the trade relationship with the EU zone was far from balanced.
After the deadly flooding in Texas took the lives of many young girls at a summer camp, other camps around the state are still operating and trying to give kids a good experience. Sarah Kraft is with Camp Skylark in Dallas.
We really wanted to keep the sadness as much as we could at bay for the majority of our kids, but then give space for those that needed extra space to process.
Some areas across the country are bracing for severe weather today, says CBS New York meteorologist John Elliott.
We're going to see another round of showers and storms pushing a little bit more into parts of the Ohio Valley into a Monday morning.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Miz is headed to the All-Star Game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski has been selected to pitch in the All-Star Game Tuesday night at 23 and just 5 starts, the Miz setting an All-Star record for earliest career appearance. I asked him, how did his teammates react?
They were all thrilled about it and they're happy for me. But yeah, no, it's been the world for the guys to be around me and support me how they have. It's been awesome.
Brewers pitcher D.L. Hall.
Incredible. I mean, I think we all know, you know, he's worthy of it. The kid's stuff is unbelievable. It's fun to watch, and like Murph said, it's super exciting, and it's good for baseball, so we're also super happy for him.
The Brewers went on to beat the Nationals 8-3. The two teams play again today. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. NBA, the Bucks introduced center Miles Turner to the media. The Bucks facing the Cavaliers today in Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Highs near 80 degrees, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. It'll be a little bit breezy out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear and breezy, a low around 60. Sunday, sunshine and 82. Sunny and 85 on Monday.
It's 73 at our studios.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Get on the good foot. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you all are having a great one out there, everybody. I wanted to do this during the last segment. I got a little caught up in the air, and I forgot to. So before the end of the show, do not let me forget, we are giving away rafter tickets.
Yes, rafter tickets. You can go to tonight's game.
Yeah.
Or this afternoon's game.
Actually, I wanted to give them away during Playmakers, since we won't be able to. Right. Instead of, you know, shortchanging the audience, we'll just do it in this hour. We'll just
do it, yeah.
And we're going to get those rafter tickets to you, everybody. Be listening for that before the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Some stress relieving hacks involve taking care of things now so you don't have to worry about doing them in the future.
Okay.
I've mentioned this many times. I kind of pick out what I'm going to wear the next day. That way I don't have to think about it, because in the morning, with the little bit of sleep that I get, we don't need me trying to figure out what to wear, you know, for radio.
James, stop coming to work. I was going to say in a dress, but you know what? You can wear a dress if you want to. Well, in fact, I'd really like to see that.
I appreciate that. It's the footy pajamas that I think really bug people. I think it's that. I think it's that one that bugs people.
You may want to see him in a dress. You're not even going to be here. What are you talking about?
Hey, I would show
I don't want to see
that.
His knees.
Nobody needs to see my knees. Nobody.
Don't you remember the orange dress that I brought
into
the old studio?
That's right. Yes, yes.
I still have that, and it would fit you.
Dear God.
It's long. It's full length.
At least it's long. At least it'll cover up the knees.
Yeah,
it'll
cover up the knees. Very, very bright orange.
Someone on social media, I do like that part. Someone on social media asked, what is your I do this now so future me doesn't suffer habit? What are some of these things we do?
Okay.
And I almost guarantee the audience, every single person out there listening, that you do something like this. Maybe you don't even realize you do it. I think a lot of this stuff we get in the habit of doing, a routine of doing, we don't even think about that we do it. Like,
cleaning up my home on Thursday, so when I come home from work on Friday evening, I can immediately start relaxing and just enjoy my weekend.
Ooh.
A la when we're in school, for me, I was the kid that wanted to get my homework done on Friday so I could just have all weekend to play.
Right. Which is, again, that's a very similar thing, and that's smart.
I think I
had never thought of that before.
I did that three times while I was in school.
But you always had a good, the plan.
Was there, yeah.
Doing my dishes right after eating. That's a big one.
Time savers.
Yeah. Getting my clothes ready the night before or for the next morning. Okay, so there's all right. There we go.
You're not the only one.
I'm never going to do that. I'm going to put that out there. Right, I'm never going to do that.
Well, this is here's a big difference here. I didn't do that when my kids were little. My kids are in their 20s. It's understandable. So going to the gym and doing mobility exercises for middle-aged me.
Oh.
So that is one that's...
Well, all of us, well, maybe with the exception of Melissa, we are there, basically, mm-hmm. at middle age. So
I should start doing it. That far behind you guys.
No, that's true.
And I did that in my 20s and my 30s, and now I'm taking a break.
I started doing this certainly with my kids and my my nieces and nephews and some of that and everything, and my grandchildren, the children I'm godfather of,
right.
And stuff. But I've actually been incorporating this for a handful of years in my classes with my students when we're talking about things, breathing exercises, different things that you can do to warm up to get ready to be on stage, stretching.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw that in there because God, am I thankful that I'm banged up as it is at this age. I can't imagine what it'd be like if I didn't stretch as much as I did when I was young.
Right.
Even if you're not going to work out, getting stretching in and just getting some of that, a routine of that in, man, will older you be thankful.
Motion is lotion for your joints.
And this can be true whether you're in your 20s or your 40s. Like, it's a long, hopefully for all of us, it's a long game.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Flossing my teeth. Yes, that's definitely one.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, this is a good, it's a sneaky one. My dad is really big on this one. Getting gas after work instead of before.
Oh, yeah, because you never have time in the morning.
Right. So, exactly. Okay.
Yep. My dad will just like out of nowhere, just, and he'll run out the house. And you're like, oh, dad had to get gas. Like, that's what he'll do. He'll do that.
It's not dad had gas?
Nope.
Because that'd be me.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Like, where's Melissa going? Yeah.
Or he doesn't leave the house for that. No. Why would he? Every dad, that's their birthright.
Man, that was good, Melissa. That was great.
Sorry.
That was great. Saving money instead of in the stock market, our retirement accounts. A lot of people are like literally doing the old, now not saving it in the mattress. Maybe, but.
So my grandparents did.
Well, I grew up around a couple of people, and you might be surprised to know this. These are city people with the coffee can in the backyard thing.
The buried coffee can.
One of my earlier memories is running through my Uncle Rich's, hey, kids, we're going to do something. It's like 10 o'clock at night, and we're out there with shovels. I swear to God. Man, miss you, Uncle Rich. Miss you.
If that was, I'd be like, wait a minute, what are we doing?
No,
we have shovel. It's night, and we have shovels. That's always a bad sign.
So they had a pool, and they were like the first family. My cousin Lisa, yeah. And they were like the first family I knew of people that had their own pool.
Right.
So to me, they were Rockefellers. they might as well have been the richest people in the world.
Sure.
And everything. So I just thought this was a rich person thing. I thought it was a rich person game.
This is what they do.
We're just out here digging holes at night. I don't know what's the point, but preparing the coffee maker the night before. That is my mom's go-to.
All right.
And
that's again, yep.
And when they're out of town, man, do I miss it. getting ahead on work for the next week. That's Radio 101.
Wait, getting ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
How?
Yeah.
As much as you can, I know. You try. You really do, but.
I have good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Writing everything down right away so future me isn't stuck trying to remember it.
Never going to happen.
Always. I do that 100%.
I probably should, but I don't.
I try to write everything down because I will forget.
Mm.
Now, here's one I've done for God knows how long because of my mother and her instilling it in my... I started doing laundry when I was like 9, 10 years old or whatever. So about since then.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling my socks off so they are not inside out. It makes folding laundry much quicker. I will say also pairing the socks. pairing the socks. So that one, yeah.
Pairing socks is fine. The other one, what? No.
Yes.
No.
Don't. How do much? Fold, no. Do you fold laundry?
I do. I fold all. Okay, I'm gonna get in trouble. Almost all the laundry. she's out of town. She's in North Carolina. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
she probably isn't hearing this.
But so I do. Yes. Yes. And I, it's what seconds? Seconds. You don't save that much time. Come on.
How many socks do you fold? Well, that's a lot of seconds if you got to flip them all inside right side.
Well, they're not all that way. Some are and some aren't. It's a crapshoot.
Wiping down the shower glass
I
after.
Love this argument.
I'm just eating my popcorn, listening. Here's a fun. Well, I think they're having. I hope they're having fun with this one. Treating my children well.
Wait a minute. Oh, the old. I'm taking care of you now, so you can take care of me later when I'm old and infirm.
I'm pretty sure they're being they're joking.
Yeah, that's kind of
a
lighthearted one.
A good, healthy relationship with your children does
it's always a
big
good
difference.
Thing. Yeah. It's true.
When you do see those people going, I am not bending at all. No, it's my way or the highway. And then somebody comes on in the comments, okay. And then you wonder why some kids don't talk to their parents.
That's true.
Become
very
adults.
True.
There's some other fun ones out there. You can go to askreddit.com to find the complete list. And as you think of these, everybody, feel free to either call in with them or, of course, bring them to us next week. We all know how this works. It'll be, 5 hours later when one occurs to you.
Exactly.
So go ahead and, hit us up next week with them. I think these are fun. I think these are...
They are fun.
They're little personal hacks I think something else about this, there's a lot of seconds in the day. And as long as a day can seem sometimes, and as short as it can feel sometimes, it is kind of, I think, fun to have these things that just, they're little benchmarks throughout the day or night, that we're, I'm doing this later or whatever.
Yeah, that's fair.
Our brains are healthier and stronger when we have routines.
Mm-hmm.
They may seem like a silly thing to pull the socks in and out or whatever, but if your brain is used to that routine, that's just a gift to your brain. And and this stuff makes your brain healthier, keeps it stronger for older when you get older. Mm-hmm. And do you see what I'm doing here? Doing something now for future you.
Right.
This is.
Well, and like some of those things you mentioned are not like, I'm going to do this in my 20s, so it helps me in my 60s. We're talking about things that you do today, so it helps you 3 hours from now.
Yeah, right. It helps you now. Right.
Simple as rinsing your dishes after you use them. If you don't wash them right away, it still makes doing the dishes later easier. Mm-hmm. I do that for myself. Or taking the garbage out. Now instead of later, because my future self will thank me.
Yeah, future you'll be happy.
I already did it. Mm-hmm.
That's something else I'm the only one that does, too.
Oh, boy. Now we're racking it up. You might have to tell Beth to go back and listen to this podcast.
Nicely done.
I've got two kids, too,
Take a quick time. That's where I would have went with it, yes. Take a quick time out. We'll come back so future you will be happy. Then we'll have a second. On the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I forget the name Skinner. Jeez. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Say a big shout out to Ed, and our most recent Star of the Day winner.
Yep.
Appreciate that. Big thank you to our friends at Culver's.
So
and you also brought to my attention that I didn't see that episode.
Oh, you haven't seen that one?
No, because it wasn't on whatever streaming platform I was watching it on.
Yeah, it is. You can find it somewhere now. I was going to say that I knew the show was good. I had seen a couple episodes, even though I couldn't watch it. I was one of those people that they had like box sets of VHS tapes of some of the best episodes, and I bought a couple of those just so I could watch the stupid show.
That's awesome.
And that was how I first got into it. So
it's still not lost on me either. Whenever we're talking about a show that was a hit and it was on Fox, I was telling Seth and rambling and probably boring the hell out of him this morning. But I seeing the beginnings of cable TV and where the three networks were and how Fox was able to slip in there, where if they had been doing their job really, it would have never happened. Fox would have never worked. But you've got a couple of shows that they get, you know, some notoriety and Married with Children and stuff, and then you have this real dip for them, and then the war happens.
Right,
and,
the
first Gulf War happens, and all three of the major networks decide they have this agreement: we're not going to do scripted television for the stretch of the war, and nobody knows how long the war is going to last. Of course, we're all going to agree to do that, so we're just doing 24/7. You know, it's the first war that is on cable that is 24/7 covered 24/7,
right?
And able to be, I should say, able to be covered that
way, exactly.
And the first time that we're in color seeing war happening on our TVs,
right?
Which, for one, that's happening while people are sitting around eating dinner. Which completely changes things. And when people complain about what's on TV and how can they put this on TV and this on TV and stuff, and well, we've got, you know, war, literal war happening as people are sitting down eating their mashed potatoes.
Right.
Well, on Fox, they can't. Fox doesn't have a news station. Doesn't
news have division,
news
coverage. Yeah.
News division, yes.
Right.
So they got nothing else to play but scripted television. So Married with Children, Beverly Hills 90210, these shows start building and start building an audience and everything.
People are looking for an alternative to all the war coverage, right?
Yeah. So, and this is an odd sentence, a week later, after the war is over, which is wild to think of, but yeah, a week late, when they are ready to come back with scripted TV and stuff, the Fox is already there with a built-up audience.
Remarkable.
Now you have a Fox, and in 2025, you have people pulling away from the Fox channel because of their news network. Like, that's just crazy to me. This is all just, you know, information.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong or any of that.
Right.
That's all your personal piece. I just think it's kind of cool to look at the history of these things and also reminisce. You know, one of the most nostalgic things to me in the world is back when we kind of watched stuff together, you know, and
right.
We would. Are you guys going to watch the season finale of X-Files? You know, or something like that.
Yeah.
And the idea that we did that as kind of a country almost, and that's kind of interesting. I don't know.
And side note, Fox still doesn't have a news department. They are entertainment.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
They have the news channel, but they don't have a news department. Yeah.
Well, and that's the way Rupert Murdoch wants us to say it. Otherwise, he'll get sued. That's nothing. That's not even. I know. I actually have to say this because I'm not trying to be sarcastic there, but I am sarcastic so often. And it's hard to tell the difference. We're just covering his bases there. So I almost didn't say bases. moving on. Now obsolete skills that adults born before the 90s won't forget, even though they're no longer needed.
All right.
An important topic that is not covered nearly enough. Not really. I don't know. But if you were born in the 90s or if you were around in the 90s, do you remember trying to understand what an app was? We all had, like, because there was a little stretch there in the beginning of us all having phones that a lot of restaurants would try to, instead of saying appetizers, say apps.
Yeah.
And this actually confused some people.
I might have been one of those people now that I think about it.
People online are talking about the now obsolete skills that adults of a certain age will never forget, even though they're no longer needed. I don't want to. I really can't stand these people that cannot wait to brag about themselves and egomaniacs and everything. But I do have to brag a little bit here. I was the go-to guy for programming a VCR.
Hey,
that was my thing. I was a man. My nana papa actually called me to Rome once just to help him put up do this. So
that's
this
nice.
This is first on the list, programming a VCR. Someone who was once the manager of Blockbuster says they'll never forget how to repair VCR tapes with a splicer. Or like, using a little bit of tape
like
to fix
literally something? like you were editing tape like a film. Yeah. You would actually
have like an
things,
X-Acto knife
and splice it together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So piggybacking off of that, setting up two VCRs so that you could copy a movie. Not that anybody did this. Nobody did this, but just in theory, of course. You needed that. You needed
you want
a special
multiple
cord.
Multiple copies for the home videos, right?
That's right. Home videos is what we did this with. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Melissa. God, you're good. rewinding a cassette tape with a pencil.
Yeah, that one's a pretty classic. Yeah.
I was good at it. My father, if he could have made money off of that, you guys wouldn't even know me. I'd be in a bank account you'd never even be able to find. Like, he was so good at it, my father was, at that and splicing, doing the tape splicing.
Yes, I did that. I remember doing that because it was a tape that I didn't want to lose, and the tape broke. I literally opened up the cassette, fixed the tape. It had this, and the only tape I had was like medical tape.
Oh.
So I had this big hunk of medical tape at the end. I always knew when to stop it because, there's the piece of medical tape.
I can remember holding my breath as that part of the song would play and hoping it would hold
on. Hope it doesn't break. Yeah.
Don't break. Loading a 35mm camera.
Oh.
And even developing the film.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. My dad was back then, and since it's gone digital, he has lost interest. But back then, he was quite a photographer. He did a lot of that stuff.
Well, that's cool. I don't see that on the list, so I'm going to mention as an honorable mention, getting your Nintendo cartridge to play.
And blowing it, yep. And then making sure you shove it over to the left.
That is so ingrained in the culture. In the Minecraft movie, the character that Jason Momoa plays does that because he owns a vintage video game store, right? He blows into it. Yep.
I love that.
That is so part of the culture now. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I have another one to mention that's not on the list.
Yes.
Reloading a typewriter cartridge.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. Good one. Oh man, that's a good one.
So really quick, guys, when you were in school, and I know, Melissa, this may not pertain to you, James, when you were in school, when you learned typing, what did you learn on?
Oh.
Did you learn on computers or did you learn on the old Word? My class was the last one to use word processor, the old, typewriter slash, it wasn't a typewriter. It had more, stuff to it, but we were the last ones. After that, they got rid of them all and it was all computers after that.
Actually, I learned how to typewrite, or to do it on a typewriter.
You did? Okay. All right.
Same here.
Yep. Yeah. I did. But then in high school, I had to take typing class on a computer.
Right.
By the time, I remember going into middle school, and that was the first time really seeing, I saw a PC with my papa's, but the first time seeing, walking into, I think it was in the library, and there's eight computers lined up, and just being like, ooh.
The old Apple IIe's.
Wow, we're a fancy school.
Yep.
Ooh. This is I'll never forget that. Using a Thomas Guide map book to find a street or location. I don't remember those.
Though I don't know.
But from the city. We were just
of course,
to
using any
everything.
Kind of maps.
Yeah.
Or going to AAA and getting a triptych, which was specifically for your trip. They would make them for you, and so it's not, you don't have to unfold the big map. You could just flip it, pages. Yeah, made it a lot easier.
Now this is on the list: driving stick shift. But that has actually gotten a bit of a rise in people, the younger generation. A lot more of the younger generation are starting to learn this. I think just to learn it. I don't know that this is, especially as we're getting more and more into automated cars and all this. I don't know if
it's hard to find manual transmission.
Yes, it is
right now.
It
but
is.
That's what I learned how to drive on.
Yeah,
I too. I will say. I encourage everybody to learn how to drive stick, just to know it, because we've all seen this in movies and TV shows. You get in the car, you got to make the quick getaway, and you don't know how to drive. Just for that, if any other reason. And I think it's kind of cool to know how to do it.
I actually think
it's kind of fun to do, actually. And so once you get the rhythm of it, when you're first learning, it's one of the most frustrating things in the world.
It is.
But if you stick with it.
Yep.
Oh, what's more frustrating is knowing how to drive stick and having driven it for years before you take driver's ed. Nobody's listening to this part, right?
No. Just us.
Yep. And then your driving instructor yelling at you because you're not shifting when the little light turns on your dashboard.
What?
Yeah. Dude.
First of all, You had a light on your dashboard? I don't remember having that.
Well, the car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, but that made me crazy.
That would. I could see that.
Driving by sound. That's what I always used. Making sure you hear that where the transmission is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or your speedometer.
Yep.
Running programs in MS-DOS. Yes. Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Yes.
Good one.
Do you know the commands?
Clue was my favorite game, favorite DOS game, because the whole game was silent, and it's just, you know, it's a black screen, and it's got the outline of the house in just the white lines, and you're this little blip on the screen, and you go in these different rooms, and if you don't guess the killer quick enough, that's the only time in the game that the computer makes a beep.
Yep.
Is when you die.
Yep.
Scare the heck out of me.
We would have the volume as high as it could go, just waiting for that.
Oh, wow.
I love that game.
I think we had a volume on.
Oh, I don't know. I might be mixing it up.
No. Those early PCs, if you didn't have a sound card, you were sunk. Mm, yep. Mm. And a lot of people didn't have them, so.
On this list as well, just to get them in there, making brown paper bag book covers with your school books.
Oh, yes.
God, that was great. Yep. Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, because then you could color all over them.
Yep, that's right.
We didn't do that in Illinois. I didn't learn that until I moved out here. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Protect your books.
Everybody
did
else
they really
was
protect
bored.
The books? I don't know.
I don't know if they really did. But
I mean, a little bit. Protected it from the graffiti being on the book cover itself.
Or all your fingerprints.
Writing a check is also on this list. I wonder if that's a skill
still happens.
I still write a few checks every now and then.
That's how I use them.
Yep. I'm wondering, as I was talking about, like I mentioned this a lot of the time with fixing a tire, a spare tire, or being able to read a map. There's certain things I think the younger generation should learn, even if we don't use it as much.
Yep.
I don't know if writing a check is one or not. I don't think
that would be a
bad skill to know, just in case you need to, but I don't know how necessary it is. I will say, and I got no ground to stand on with this one, but as a city kid that learned his first years in this state to how to milk a goat. Milking a cow is on this list, and I will say that I think everybody should experience it. I don't know if you
need to learn how to do it.
I don't know if you need to learn how to do it well or anything like that, but I think for one, it gives you a really understanding of our farmers and what that world is like, and just even a taste of that world and stuff. And it's an amazing experience.
Right. I'd have to ask my dad. He did it when he was a kid. If he could still do it, if that's something he learned, he could just sit down and do it again. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't want to pretend like because it was a goat that I milked. So
right.
I don't know if it's the same thing with a cow or not. Yeah. But I will say that it's something I think everybody should do.
Well, I do know at some dairy breakfasts they have a mock up.
That's true.
That's cool. That's cool.
Udders where
give
you
it a try.
Try
right
it.
On. Right
yeah,
on.
It's not a real cow, obviously, but it's similar. Yeah.
Don't have a cow. We'll be right back, everybody. More morning show coming up. That was horrible.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President Trump says he's slapping a 30% tariff on the EU and Mexico. The chief of the European Union slammed the threat and says they're ready to keep working on an agreement. Mexico responding as well, calling it an unfair deal. Dozens of letters were sent to over 20 nations this week warning of increased tariffs by August 1st. That's concerning for garment workers in Asia.
Bangladesh and Cambodia could face new tariffs of about 35%. The U.S. imports more garments from Bangladesh than any other country. Advocates for workers say they could lose their jobs if the tariffs go into effect and companies are forced to shut down. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
The president visited flood-ravaged Central Texas and promised support for victims. He also defended the emergency response to the disaster. Alongside Mr. Trump was Republican Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas, who says they will investigate.
I
work on a bipartisan basis with my subcommittee ranking member to make sure that we avoid the kinds of comments that the federal government is responsible and did not do a good job.
At least 122 died in the floods. At least 170 are still missing. CBS's Karen Hawa is in Kerrville.
More than 2,000 responders are on the ground from around the country and Mexico, using helicopters, boats, drones, ATVs, canines, mules, every resource at their disposal.
A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to stop its sweeping immigration raids in Southern California after protesters clashed with officers when two cannabis farms were raided and more than 200 migrants were arrested. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The standoff lasted for hours, well into the night. Several workers hid in the farm, emerging, including Jesus. Jennifer Martinez is his niece.
They're just here working, living. They're just here tearing families apart.
We also met Ruby Jimenez, who says several of her relatives worked here.
An aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, doesn't matter.
Our Vicky Barker reports on a centuries-old tradition underway in Spain.
Five people were injured on this sixth day of the running of the bulls in Pamplona, Spain. Four had to be hospitalized. That brings to 33 the number of runners injured in this year's festival. Most tripped and were trampled, but two of the injured were gored.
Through the years, at least 16 runners have died while taking part in the festival that runs for a week every July. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the landowners, rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working America.